WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange says Snowden and his counsel, who is accompanying him, are safe and healthy.
Edward Snowden left Hong Kong on the 23rd of June, bound for Ecuador via a safe path through Russia and other states. Mr. Snowden has submitted an asylum application to Ecuador and possibly to other countries. Mr. Snowden requested that WikiLeaks use its legal expertise and experience to secure his safety. The current status of Mr. Snowden and Ms. Harrison, both are healthy and safe.
Assange is refusing to disclose Snowden's whereabouts. Meanwhile, the government of Ecuador says it is now reviewing the asylum request by Snowden, saying the decision has to do with freedom of expression and with the security of citizens around the world. The former NSL contractor has not been seen since he arrived in Moscow on Sunday from Hong Kong, where he had been hiding after revealing classified NSA surveillance programs. The US government says it is now following legal channels to try to bring Snowden back to the US. The US side has also registered objections to the authorities in Hong Kong for letting Snowden leave the city. In response, Hong Kong Chief Executive Leon Chun Ying says there was no legal basis to hold Snowden.
We were asking the United States government for further important information on the case, and there was no legal basis to stop Mr. Snowden from leaving Hong Kong. This is a good example to illustrate one country, two systems, Hong Kong people ruling Hong Kong, and the high degree of autonomy that we have. It is also a good example to illustrate the rule of law that we uphold and the procedural fairness and justice that we uphold.
Russia also says it has no grounds to expel Snowden, noting he hasn't committed any crimes on Russian territory. Snowden is believed to be planning to travel to Cuba en route to Ecuador. However, the Cuban government has not publicly acknowledged this. The United States does not have an extradition treaty with Russia, but does with Cuba, Venezuela, and Ecuador. However, even with an extradition agreement, any country can still give Snowden a political exemption. Dr. Jin Tianrong from China's Renmin University explains why Snowden and Assange have both tapped Ecuador for shelter.
After the death of Venezuela President Hugo Chavez after suffering from cancer, the left-wing force in Latin America needs a new leader. The current Ecuador President Rafael Correa seems interested in becoming that leader and has been holding the anti-US flag up high. So as long as he's in power, I think Assange and Snowden will probably be safe.
The 29-year-old whistleblower has been charged with theft of government property, unauthorized communication of national defense information, and willful communication of classified intelligence. Each of the charges carries a maximum 10-year prison sentence. For CRI, I'm Zhang Shuangfeng.